Have some different people here at the councilors, some that were on the committee before but new to maybe some of the members here. So maybe we could just go around the table with a full introduction. Herbert, we'll start with you.
My name is Herb Seymour, and I'm the member at large.
Thank you.
I'm Alex Demerick. I'm the deputy CAO with the District of Lindenburg.
I'm Brian Kaiser with the District 1 and 2 Fire Protection Commission.
I'm Dean Schmeisser, deputy chief, Bay Spring Fire.
Carolyn Bolliver-Getson, mayor. I'm Wendy Weigel, deputy mayor.
Pam Hubley, councillor for the municipality.
Martin Bell, councillor.
Thank you. Looking for a motion to approve the agenda as circulated. Been moved and seconded by Martin. Yeah. Questions on the motion? And hearing none, all those in favor, raise their right hand. Against, motion carried. Item 3, business arising from the minutes. The first one, 3.1, is the policy 036, which is the one related to the fire and emergency services. And it is on pages 3.1. Well, it's right there. <laughs> So, Alex, we're going to run through this.
Sure. Yep.
Okay.
The only sort of revision really of substance applies to it's on page 2 of the policy, section 2 is definitions, and then there's a definition added, a definition 2I for self-contained breathing apparatus functional testing. So that's the major policy change that's happening here. Almost all of the other changes here are housekeeping items or amendments that we're making as an effort throughout the whole municipality in our documents to make them more user-friendly, accessible, that type of thing. So you see a number of changes, things like switching the word shall to the word must to make it more legible for folks with lower literacy levels. The policy change itself is identifying, as the committee requested, that we include functional testing as a requirement of registration. So departments will have to complete this. Chris has confirmed that all departments are doing this now. It's just not included in their packages. So this will be included in their packages. And we do have an implementation date. It says June of 2025 for the requirement included in the package.
Not the next one, but the...
We're comfortable it's not a safety concern at the moment because Chris is aware that every department has the testing completed.
Right.
Happy to answer any questions if folks have them.
Yes, Herbert?
I'm just looking at... what is it? Section 5, Department Requirements, number 4. As I read through it, it just doesn't sound quite correct. The Fire Services Coordinator will assist fire department in. Should that be, say, assist fire departments or a fire department?
Yeah, that's a good catch. It looks like we're missing an S there on the end of departments. Thank you for that.
Yes, Carolyn?
I guess where is the time frame built in here? Is it built right in or is it just...
It's built into the definition. To be honest, from...
For the self-containing breathing apparatus, yes, it's built right in.
Oh, the big one. Gotcha.
Yeah. On 2I.
I wasn't even looking at that definition.
Oh, okay. When I read the draft of this, I did the same thing. I said, oh, there's the definition, great. And then I went looking for the policy material. It's actually all baked in the definition. A different approach to drafting the policy would be to include it in the those elements as separate standalone items down like we've done for pump testing. And if the committee wants, just for ease of reading, we could certainly revise that before it hits the council table.
I think it, you know, my personal opinion is I think it should be like pump testing. It should be an article spelled.
Yep, it's an easy fix. We just take the same language and
like
pop it down there.
Right.
Agreed.
And
agreed.
You missed it.
Okay, we can
make... I'm scared to look at the definition after a while.
We can certainly make that adjustment.
Any more questions? So,
if there isn't, we'd love a motion to move
to
it on. Yep.
Yeah. So we need a motion to refer this to council for approval.
Yeah.
I just want to ask Darren a question here before we go. For ULC, for the two, it's over. It's got to be over 500 gallons per minute, is it? Because we got 250 a minute.
Yeah, the classes.
Yeah, it's got to be that. I think that 250 should be 500, because anything under a certain gallon isn't ULC rated.
Where are you seeing that?
On section 5.
Section 5.
Department requirements, pump testing.
Number two. If I'm correct, it's 500.
We certainly, with the 625, we started having a lot of questions, but, you know, you got to put what's in there is 250. There's pumps, small pumps, but not required to be, you know,
ULC
listed.
It's not,
Yeah, so.
This is where my impression of Chris falls down. I can't help you.
Well, it says adds to the and greater.
So.
The and greater is there.
No, but if somebody has a 250 pump, they're not required to have it pump tested.
It's not ULC rated.
Right. That's kind of the...
That's the only question I ask.
So can we move this along by actually saying 500 in there and have Chris confirm that?
I would rather not do that. I take the deputy mayor's point. It appears to be referencing... a requirement to test any pump that has a supposed to be rated that level or above. So this would certainly.
Yeah, that gets into portable pumps and stuff like that. I can tell you, I'm not testing on the portable pumps.
Okay.
Anything that I have firefighters on the end of the line that's doing fire attack, I agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But you started saying 250. I got 2,500 gallon minutes of portable pumps up there.
Yeah, it's $300 a pop to test it.
The first point says fire attack.
Okay. So since there was already a suggestion of reorganizing, I think the best thing to do is I can take this comment back to Chris. We'll bring a revised draft that puts the SCBA testing as its own section, just like pump testing.
Okay.
And we can confirm the approach there.
On this one?
Yeah, to make sure that we're not including.
So we'll come to the next meeting then.
Portable pumps.
Okay.
Yep.
If I can ask a question?
Of course.
Yes.
Just back on the SCBA matter. I'm wondering if, so in the pump testing section that Herb referred to about the fire services coordinator will assist in developing a plan if their issues arise from pump testing. I wonder if we should have a similar line about what if issues arise with the SCBA testing, just so that departments know they won't be left on their own.
Yep.
To say, okay, go find some money and get some new SCBAs, that the fire services coordinator will work with any department who finds their SCBAs are also.
Yep.
Maybe we should just spell that out separately in that SCBA section that we're going to develop.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic suggestion. We're happy to do that.
Good, thank you. Any other comments?
Oh, wait,
or did we want to move?
If you read in number 5 to the last line, it refers to the portable pumps. Portable pumps may be tested, although not required for registration. The last line, 5-2. You see that in there?
Hmm.
So does that I don't know. Or do you think...
Just to avoid causing issues, we'll wait for our fire services coordinator to help us ensure that we don't put the wrong thing in a policy.
Yeah. Yep.
So are we saying
we're going to bring back a revised draft at the following fire services meeting.
Yep. So would it be prudent to actually skim down this and look at this in light of comments being made as we go through it? Would it be worth taking a few minutes to just kind of, because when you start talking about it, we pick up things, and I'm just wondering if it would be of any value if we kind of just run down.
Oh, and also in number four, I'm terrible with names. I'm so sorry. Emily mentioned, is in here, actually, Emily. The fire services coordinator will assist fire departments in developing a plan if issues arise from pump testing.
Yeah, but we're talking about
CBA. She wants it added to the SCBA.
Oh.
Yeah, the new one that self.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So do you want to start with, we've gone through the self-contained on page 2, form of request, item 3. Do you want to just run down and we can see where changes are made, lines taken out, and we just kind of skim through this maybe and then see if there are questions. In 3.1, they're taking out found on the municipality's website, and obviously it is contained in the registration package that circulated at the annual meeting, and it can be obtained from the municipality upon request. Number 3, right there. Yeah. And then we move on. Changes shown in number 4. One is municipality must be satisfied that the body incorporated can provide the services applied for and meets the requirements outlined in sections 8 and 9 of this policy. In number 7, section 7 of section subsection 4, subsection 7, section 4, subsection 7, the premiums covered in section 4.5 and 6 are to be deducted from November fire payments. That's the premiums for the insurance. And in number 5, with the pump testing, we've already made a point of looking at the pump gallon size. And... there are changes in Section 2, which we've talked about. Section 3, pump maintenance and testing must be performed by a certified emergency vehicle technician. Number 4, the fire service will assist. We corrected the word S on fire departments in developing a plan if issues arise from pump testing. And in Section 6 of that one, we're taking out some words. Repairs are not cost justified due to the condition of the apparatus pump. The fire department must have a neighboring department on automatic call out for an emergency and other emergencies as required, and the et cetera is being removed from the end of that. We're moving on to 5, subsection 9. Council may deregister the department on recommendation of the fire services coordinator. Council shall is being removed, will not consider re-registration of the department until the department reapplies for registration with a satisfactory pump test. And then under Section 8, under the registration, there's some word shall being deleted in the first sentence, and this registration must continue in force until withdrawn. Shall is being removed. Subsection 2, form will be submitted. Shall is being removed. No later than June the 15th annually. Any changes to services provided by the body corporate must be filed immediately with the municipality throughout the year. All other required forms and documentation, including the annual registration form, financial statements, officer information, rating, grants, must be submitted to the municipality no later than June 15th annually in order to receive collective fire taxes and grant monies. All fire tax payments must be made available to approved fire emergency service providers 30 days from the due date of municipal taxes upon meeting sections 8 subsection 4 above. Notification, the municipality must, shall, being removed, advise in writing council's approval to register a new body corporate as a fire emergency service provider as per section 8 of this policy. Ratepayers' meetings, minutes of these meetings must, at the subsection 1, meetings of these minutes must be maintained and available upon request. Section 2, fire service providers shall be, shall is being removed, must have proposed budget documents available to the public. And budget shall, must be, shall being removed, be linked to the service levels being provided. In section 4, all proposed fire tax rates must, shall being removed, must be supported by the service provider's budget, which is something not right there, which is.
I think the two needs to stay there,
yeah. In section 4 on number 10. I think, which is to be presented to the ratepayers at the annual ratepayers meeting.
Or you take the B out.
Take the B out as well.
Yeah.
I think keep the 2 or remove the B.
Yep. Whichever makes the most sense, which is, because it's down the road, it's in the future, right, the annual ratepayers meeting, which will be presented or which is to be presented at the, to the ratepayers at the annual ratepayers meeting.
Which is presented to the ratepayers at the annual.
Okay. Which is fine then?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. To be removed.
Yeah.
Number 5, ratepayers shall is deleted, must have the opportunity to discuss service level expectations during ratepayer during a ratepayer meeting. That needs to be a space in there, A after A. And before ratepayer, section 5, do we have that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I see.
Okay. Number 6, ratepayers shall, being deleted, must not request a reduction in a proposed fire rate that diminishes the overall operation of the fire service provision. Okay, number 7, annual ratepayers meeting must be advertised in the local paper weekly circular for a minimum of 2 weeks prior to the annual meeting. Date this advertisement. Must, yes?
I'm just wondering, rather than saying a ratepayers must not request, can it say ratepayers can not request a reduction?
That makes a lot more sense.
Right? Rather than saying a ratepayers must not request.
Yep.
Ratepayers cannot, as you're saying.
Cannot.
Okay, so the next section is 17. 7, notice of the annual rate period meeting must be advertised in the local paper. The municipality usually does that. Does it really doesn't say that, does it?
No. So
can we go back to where are you?
I'm in number 7 of section 10.
Oh, okay.
Below that. Yeah, so that's more procedural. How it happens rather than the requirement for it to happen.
Okay.
Just saying that it has to be done. It doesn't say that you have to.
Okay. The advertisement must include shall being removed. Number 8.
I'm trying to make sense out of that number 8.
For the departments that are required to have an annual ratepayers meeting to set the fire tax rate, that must be specified as well. I think that should maybe stay there.
Something needs to be there.
That refers to the fact that they need to set a tax rate.
So the sentence requires clarification.
Yeah.
We'll just fix it.
Yeah.
That
Is that not the for the ones the departments that doesn't have a commission? They set their rates at their annual meeting.
If you're registered as a society, you don't have the authority to set the rate yourself.
Right.
You recommend a rate to council,
and that's what number 8 is. Am I correct?
Eight is saying in the advertisement above, for those departments that are required to have a ratepayers meeting to set the rate, that should be specified in the advertisement as well.
Yeah,
that's how I read
it. Yeah, I understand. It's something definitely missing.
But there's not quite.
A few commas, maybe?
And I think it needs to have some more words to clarify. It's referencing the advertisement.
Yeah.
Well, the issue is that there are various types.
Yeah.
So
yes.
It's trying to catch all of them that aren't covered by the Societies Act.
Right.
Well, the sentence needs clarification.
Yeah.
We'll take it away and bring back another one.
Number 9, I'm confused. I would assume that it says the annual ratepayers meeting must be conducted before the January 15th. June 15th. Like, I'm not sure why I would say the following fiscal year or... Because,
later than June 15th, that's the same date.
Same year. It's the current fiscal year.
Yeah, I see. If it's an annual meeting, then you're saying it must happen before June 15th. You can just end the sentence there.
I think yes. Yeah. And the next one is simple. Request must be made to municipality at number 10 for... minimum of 2 weeks prior to the meeting date to get a voters list, ratepayers list, I should say. Okay, so page 6. So 10A, B, C has a change. Fire department members do not need to be a ratepayer or a resident of the area. A member of a fire department can move motions, but the seconder must be a ratepayer. Okay, any questions on that? Good. Okay, D, the only change there is in favor of the motion will be required to pass is 50% plus one of the ratepayers in attendance. Section, subsection 11. All fire tax requests by a registered fire and emergency service provider shall, being removed, must be provided to the municipality on the approved registration package forms received at the annual fire services meeting held in April of the current year, or can be requested electronically following the annual meeting. That's the way it is. That's pretty straightforward. And I think 12 and 13 are fine.
Brian.
Yes.
I'm a little confused here with the numbering.
Okay.
If you go back to section 5.
Okay.
Which is called Department Requirements Pump Testing.
Yep.
Turn the page. Then you got section 8, Registration. Where's 6 and 7?
6 is at the bottom. It's there.
No, that's part of 5.
No, that's a subsection of 5. 6 is... Yeah, that is.
Yep, you're right.
That's the teacher coming out. That's school teacher, I'm telling you.
I'm glad I didn't have you for a teacher.
You mean it doesn't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
8?
No, not anymore. Not anymore. Well, it's not very difficult to correct. It's just
that new math.
That new math, yeah. So the numbering has to, yeah. To be, or it's something missing. Is it possible there's something missing from it? Yeah.
I'll just put another bit. Okay. I'll
Bad day.
Has it always been like that? That's my question.
I'm just popping to have a quick look.
I was trying to find my original to see if, in fact, it... Six was ratepayers' meetings, but that's, yeah, that's.
No, this draft has a number of different numberings from the previously approved policy.
Yeah.
We will have to revise the numbering in any case with the addition that Emily had suggested. So we'll just make sure that it flows properly with the primary and then the subs underneath them.
So is there something missing? Like,
yeah, are there two sections missing that we don't know?
Yeah, is like 6 and 7 missing?
Request.
Or is it just a number?
I think what's happened is it's been reformatted. There's a number of like broader statements on the insurance requirements, for example. So there was a all set of renumberings that happened. My guess is that there is a some of these are auto-generated by Word, and some of them are not. And so we'll have to switch it so that they are all
so
consecutive.
Yeah, knowing what may be missing or what may not be missing, is there a point to what we're doing?
I don't see any missing content. It's numbers, but
okay.
Again, we're not referring this on to council. We're identifying changes.
Okay.
So you're good to just wrap up. We'll bring it back to the next fire service
meeting. Yeah, I just think that, yeah, you can see where... check for the wording then of the things that are being added and deleted just to make sure it all kind of synchronizes then. Okay. Okay. So 3.1 will be replaced and repealed at our next meeting. 3.2 is the approval of the annual budget item for the regional fire training facility. And that's included a motion to approve municipal council accept the recommendation of the Fire Emergency Services Committee and approve the amount of at least $100,000 you place in the account created for a regional fire training facility as an annual budget amount going forward. Item, and no questions there? Okay, item 3.3 is member at large. And obviously, Herbert has been approved. Municipal Council accept the recommendation of the Fire Emergency Service Committee and reappoint Herbert Seymour as a member at large to the Fire Emergency Service Committee for a 3-year term, expiring on October 31st, 2026. Thank you. Yeah. Herbert, congratulations on your appointment. And the other member at large, there were no applicants for that one that was most that was recently advertised, and maybe for those fire service people here, you might know somebody in your community who is not a firefighter. They may have been able to be associated with a fire department in the past, but they can't be any connection, auxiliary, or anything to a fire department currently. So if there's anybody that you can think about that you might like to chat up on it, use the opportunity because we are looking for another member. It was advertised. There were no people applying for it from that advertisement. So we certainly don't want it to be open, vacant for any length of time because it's important that members at large and we fill our committee with the appropriate numbers. So so if you do find someone, maybe you could get a hold of Chris. He'll tell you how to go about it. Because I think it is being advertised again, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to repost the advertisement, and we will also include it in Municipal Matters, which gets delivered to all of the municipal addresses. So hopefully that will result in new applications coming forward.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Okay, 3.4 is the Fire Services Grants Increased Approval. There is a page in here. Annual grants increase. The council approved a 2% increase totaling $3,874 over the 23-24 grant for the 24-25 fiscal year. All the separate ones are listed on that page for a total grants of $197,474. Any questions there? Okay, and hearing none, we will move on to number four, LRFES. And I was not at the meeting, but between myself and Dean and those other members that may have been at Lunenburg Regional, I can give you some information. I know that some things were passed on to me, but I was not there. There was Chris was at the meeting, and there was an item that had been referred to Lunenburg Regional from Le Haven District Fire Department, which was looking for funding to look at upgrades to their training facility that they have there in Le Haven. And from what I understand, I think it's Corey, has taken on to do a review and survey of information regarding this, and he'll be coming back to Lunenburg Regional, I expect, maybe on next Thursday's meeting. And then we may have something that would be coming forward because there's, you know, we talk about a new regional training facility. We don't know when that is. We know that time does pass. And looking at opportunities with existing facilities to see if what upgrades are reasonable and looking at funding for that. So we may be coming back to this committee with something for funding as part of a strategy for that. And as well, Chris did mention to me that he's met with the training committee of Lunenburg Regional, and they're going to be looking at, you know, trying to do as much locally, but as well interfacing with the fire school, new people in there, some new ideas that maybe will make it more practical to take advantage of some of the training that they do offer there. So I can say that. Now, I was not at the meeting. Is there, and Dean, you weren't actually either, were you?
Nope, I wasn't.
Anything else? No?
It wasn't at the meeting.
Oh. So then what I said could or could not be totally true. I was conveyed that from Chris. He spoke to me about the meeting and the events. So I know that Corey did circulate an email looking for information to the members of LRFES. So if you have any questions, I will try to answer them, even though I wasn't there. Okay, new business, which is no new business. No new business? Oh, yeah, 5.1, the annual general meeting date location. And it's been set?
Yeah. It's set for Wednesday, April the 10th at the Best Western in Cookeville at 7 p.m.
April 10th?
Yeah, Cookeville, Best Western.
So you'll send
that? Oh, I have that.
All right, everybody got that?
Oh,
So you'll be sending an invite out for that, right?
Yeah. All right. So no added items. No in camera, unless we want to do MDL 36 in camera.
No. Under what justification?
The numbering system. All right. Looking for...
I was waiting for you to put your hand up.
It's been moved to adjourn. Okay, Herb and Reed. Thank you all.